Get ready to be jolted out of the ordinary and into a world where conversations are charged with intensity and facts. The Lightning Strike Talk Radio with your host, Muhammad Fahim, broadcasting live from the heart of the city on Chicago's Progressive Talk Radio, WCPT 820 AM. Welcome to a radio show that charges through the airwaves with an electricity like no other. Here's your host, Muhammad Fahim.
Good morning, Chicago, and welcome to the Lightning Strike. I'm your host, Muhammad Fahim. With me in the studios, Ken DeLuke.
Howdy, folks.
And John Arena.
Good morning.
And our guest of the week, actually, our person of the week is also in the studio with us today, Garrett Gray. And we'll be introducing Garrett shortly as to who he is, why he's here, why is he the person of the week. But we got a power-packed hour for you again, folks. The number to call in if you would like to be a part of the show today, 773-763-9278. Let me repeat the number, 773-763-9278. Okay, if you remember a couple of weeks back, we had a guest and who talked about human trafficking and its toll on our economy and the world in general. 28 million people are trafficked worldwide. Okay, and we cannot end this one person, one survivor at a time, but we can with the help of some of the agencies out there who are fighting against human trafficking. And our guest today joining us on the line would be Cynthia Gonzalez. She is an investigator with Sheriff Tom Dart's office. And Cynthia, welcome to the Lightning Strike. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you very much. So, Cynthia, I let John take the lead today and see what we can share with our audience as to what is happening with human trafficking, what is the sheriff's office role in this, and a lot of other information that we would want to get out of you for our listeners today. John.
Absolutely.
Great. Hey, Cynthia, thanks for being on the show. I think the best way to start this is from your perspective. Can you give us some context of the scale of the human trafficking efforts your division of the sheriff's office does in Cook County? You know, how many cases per year or the stats that you kind of use to kind of frame the challenge that you have?
Yeah, absolutely. Of course. Let me give you a little breakdown of who we are so that I can give you a little bit more context of the details. So as you all know, like I work for the Cook County Sheriff Police as their anti-trafficking outreach specialist in the Special Victims Division. And this division umbrellas subunits such as Internet Crimes Against Children, also known as ICAC. We have VICE, we have Child Rescue, we have Missing Persons, Animal Crimes, and Victim Support Services, and also known as VSS. I specifically work in VSS. So in 2022, Sheriff Dart had a vision in wanting to create a unit for qualified survivors for either human trafficking or domestic violence that focuses on working with victims. And being able to provide them support to referring victims to community agencies based on their needs. So I myself am a civilian, so I'm not a sworn law enforcement. And VSS is compiled of other civilians who are qualified survivors and have specialized certifications and or education. For example, we have someone who is a licensed therapist on hand, another one who is a child welfare certified and certified alcohol and drug counselor. And our entire VSS team is also 40-hour domestic violence trained. So that's a little bit about who we are in the Special Victims Division.
That's fantastic. Thanks for that. So what's the scope of the problem? How many cases do you, you know, deal with on an ongoing basis? And, you know, where do you see these, where are these cases emanating from in Cook County?
Yeah, absolutely. And in order to fully answer that question, I believe that we need to know as to what human trafficking is and what it's considered. So there are two forms of trafficking, and under the definition of human trafficking, which is sex trafficking and labor trafficking. A sex trafficking is in which a commercial sex act is induced by force, fraud, or coercion, or in which the person performing the act is under the age of 18. And the second one is labor trafficking, which is also induced by force, fraud, or coercion, which is used to recruit, harbor, transport, obtain, or employ a person for labor or services in involuntary servitude, peonage, debt bondage, or slavery. And in both of those definitions, three key words are in both, which is force, fraud, and coercion. And what do those mean? The force, as we can see, the physical force, like beatings, rape, starvation, fraud, including false and deceptive offers, promises of employment, marriage, or better life, and or coercion, threats of serious harm or physical restraint of a person, anything causing a person to believe that failure to perform an act results in serious harm or restraint against them. So to answer your question, having defined what true human trafficking is, force, fraud, and coercion need to be seen in a situation unless they're under the age of 18, which a victim can be automatically considered a victim of trafficking because of under this law. So if they're under the age of 18, force, fraud, and coercion really don't need to be seen. So in these cases, an individual, we need to see force, fraud, and coercion in their situation. So we can't say that there's a lot of cases out there. Our unit, we get an ample amount of tips every day, every week, every month. So human trafficking happens a lot in our communities. But the reason being as to a lot of people not being able to fully give a number is because a lot of people don't know that they're in a situation of trafficking. So they're unaware of their situation. Or they're threatened in their situation, so they can't talk to anybody else.
So, Cynthia, I'm looking at the Polaris Project, which kind of tracks human trafficking, and a couple of myths that they have listed on their website. I would like your take on that.
Absolutely.
Myth number one, okay, human trafficking is always or usually a violent crime. What do you say to that?
So, first of all, Polaris Project is a great resource to look into. They have great resources for education. So, it's when trafficking happens, it's very subtle. A lot of the times, people believe that it's always the physical component of it. Mm-hmm. So, that is what we were taught by social media or by Hollywood. But when in reality, working in day-to-day basis with victims of trafficking, it's a lot more subtle. So it's not always something physical or something harsh. It could be something very, very subtle that people aren't aware that they're being groomed into the situation. So it's not always something physical.
Okay. So myth number two. And folks, again, our guest is Cynthia Gonzalez. She is an investigator with Cook County Sheriff Tom Dart's office. And we're talking about human trafficking. And we'll come back with a couple of other questions for Cynthia. But Cynthia, all human trafficking involves commercial sex. Is that true?
Not all of them. So there, like I said, in the definition, there's also labor trafficking. So we can't just generalize one form of trafficking into what human trafficking is, because sometimes sex trafficking and labor trafficking are seen in the same situation. So depending on the case or the situation is how they can be clearly defined as to their trafficking situation. When commercial sex is being performed, that is the exchange of anything with monetary value with the exchange of sex. So it could be money in itself. It could be clothing. It could be water. It can be shelter. It can be paying for food. So anything that has a monetary value with the exchange of sex, that is considered commercial sex. So a lot of the times people are hungry, right? We all get hungry. Right. We all get thirsty. So in that sense, we also want like really try to call it as survival sex, because we're trying to fulfill our basic needs to get things done. So a lot of the times these individuals are victimized because of their vulnerabilities in these situations, given that we're all hungry.
Okay,
so in a situation like that.
Another myth, traffickers target victims they don't know. How far is that correct?
Can you repeat that one?
Traffickers often target victims that they don't know. So this is what people think, that, okay, you know, trafficking, people just go and target people that they don't know, but it could be in your family, in your friend circle, and you might even not know it, but you're being groomed for trafficking, right?
Exactly. Yes. A lot of the times victims know their traffickers. So it could be, like, as you stated, it could be family members. It could be cousins, uncles, even like a teacher, a mentor. It could be someone that they look up to, or even a boyfriend or girlfriend or their significant other. So it doesn't have to be someone that they don't know. It's all the base is about how a trafficker grooms their individual is by building trust and rapport with that individual so that they can gain power and control over their victim. So they have to build that rapport. And in order to do that, they have to build a relationship with them in some capacity.
Along those lines, I think the conversation we had a couple weeks ago centered around the migrant situation that's going on. And I wanted to ask you some specifics about that, if I can. Has the movement of migrants to Cook County by southern states created more opportunities for sex or labor trafficking? Is that something your office has seen over the last, say, year or two?
Yeah, so our office has collaborated with the city of Chicago to be able to bring trainings and awareness to the migrant shelters. So we have been able to train the migrants about what human trafficking is, the vulnerabilities and the red flags, so that they're not victimized of such crimes. We have seen such an influx of individuals being having vulnerabilities to become victims of human trafficking. This is something that we're all learning about. We're all trying to adjust, even in the resources in the community. I myself, as a victim support, as a civilian working with victims, it's very much seen of how much this migrant wave has been able to impact our community, just resource-wise as well.
Okay, so if someone wants to get in touch with you and someone wants to file a complaint or get some information, how do they reach out to your office in particular?
So with that, I would have to get back with you on that because I don't know the specific number that they would want, because there are different lines that
You mentioned a tip line earlier. Is there a specific for people who maybe either suspect they might be being pressured, or others who might help out if they see something going on? Is there a specific tip line that the sheriff's office maintains?
So they can call their local law enforcement if a situation is happening. Yes. So they can call their local law enforcement, and they'll be able to reach out to any particular governmental entity so that they can be able to continue with their tip or their situation.
Okay, sounds good. I think we have a listener. I don't know what he wants to talk about, but let's see if we can get Pinar, if I'm reading the name right. Thank you so much for calling in, but we just lost him.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Dylan went ahead and zapped Pinar out. First off, I think he was probably calling from Dallas, if I'm not mistaken.
Dylan was never a big number. Fan of Pinar, I just think.
Right. And we'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back, folks. You're listening to The Lightning Strike on Sunday mornings. I'm your host, Muhammad Fahim. With me in the studio, my co-host, Ken DeLuke and John Arena. And our person of the week is in the studio with us also, and you're going to have some fun with Garrett Gray, who is an improv guy. And we'll see what Garrett improvs on
today. Not just a improv guy, the improv guy.
The improv guy. Okay.
No pressure.
We'll be right back.
Catching in a bottle. The lightning strikes again. Catching in a bottle.
Hey, folks, did you know there's a program in Illinois that, if you qualify for it, would allow you to get solar installed on your home at no out-of-pocket cost? The benefit to you would be a reduction of your electric bill, possibly as high as 30 to 50%, and more importantly, you would take out the uncertainty of almost guaranteed future price increases imposed from your electric company. If you'd like to see if you can qualify for this program, call Kendall Luke at 312-617-8979. That's 312-617-8979. Help us save the environment and change that electric bill burden.
Are you a business looking for the right talent or a job seeker searching for your dream career? Look no further than the Center for Strategic Solutions, your workforce solution experts. Our experienced team at the Center for Strategic Solutions is dedicated to connecting employers with top-tier talent and helping job seekers find opportunities that truly align with their goals. We're more than just consultants. We're your partners in success. Ready to take your workforce to the next level or land that ideal job? Contact the Center for Strategic Solutions today at 1-847-306-9274 or visit us online at www.cfssus.com. The Center for Strategic Solutions, your bridge to a brighter future in the Windy City. The number to call is 847-306-9274 or send an email to info@cfssus.com. That is info@cfssus.com.
Welcome back to the Lightning Strike with Mohammed Fahim.
Good morning, folks. Welcome back to the Lightning Strike. Our guest calling in today is Cynthia Gonzalez. She's an investigator with the Cook County Sheriff Tom Dart's office. And we've been discussing about human trafficking in the Chicagoland area, especially in the Cook County area that Cynthia is representing. Cynthia, thank you so much for joining us. And I think we'll be winding up with a couple of minutes more and go on with the rest of our show. Again, for getting up on Sunday morning and talking to us, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me again.
Yes, Cynthia, I think it's great that you're able to give us some context of the challenge and especially some of the information about how this is a subtle form of crime. And, you know, people can, if they suspect that this is going on in their community, call 311 and ask for what resources are available either in the city or the county you're in. And this is a problem not just in Chicago. And, of course, this is a problem across the country. So wherever you are listening, you know, reach out to get support for yourself or for people you think might be a victim of this type of crime because it's very insidious.
Absolutely.
Cool.
Okay, thank you again so much for joining us on the phone. And the number to call in, folks, 773-763-9278. Again, let me repeat it, 773-763-9278. You can also join us on Facebook Live. And if you want to send a message, feel free to do that. Facebook.com/WCPT820 or Facebook.com/TLS Chicago for the Lightning Strike Chicago. After the show, you can go back and catch the show. It will be posted on our YouTube channel and also on our website, which is TLSChicago.com. We wanted to have Dr. Angana Chatterjee was going to join us from California today to talk about the situation in India and what is happening with the Indian government, especially the extreme right wing that is taking over India. And it is the murder of democracy in India. It's no longer the democratic country that India once was. Dr. Chatterjee is unable to connect with us today also. I don't know what the problem is with the phone systems, but we are trying to connect with her from the studio over here. So if we can connect with Dr. Chatterjee, we'll definitely have her on the show. Let me get back to India now. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who has never lost an election in India when he was the Chief Minister and now the Prime Minister, does that ring a bell with somebody called Mr. Putin in Russia with you guys?
Yeah.
Okay.
100%, so, right, you know, 100% in elections is
okay. So yeah, this guy wins elections 100% of the time. Remember that he was once banned by the United States and denied a visa for severe violations of religious freedom. he was effectively banned from entering our country for nearly a decade now. So what is happening with the prime minister and the elections that just started in India on the 19th of this month? There is a lot of angst, folks. India is becoming a more theocratic state, and Modi wants to take over the entire country. They want to change the constitution. His goal is to win more than 407 seats in the Indian parliament, which would give him the absolute majority to do what he wants. Okay, elections are announced. All the major opposition leaders have been jailed. Now, just think about it.
Well, that'll make it easy to win.
That'll make it easy to win, right? So, again, shades of Putin, folks. If you have any concerns at all, call up the Indian consulate and complain, okay? That's the only way that these people are going to listen if the world comes around and ask questions. All the major media has been bought over by Modi and his friends. Mm-hmm. So there is no independent media.
Hey, Mohammed, for the people who haven't heard this conversation before, please explain again what he's been doing in Canada and in the U.S.
Okay, so I'm glad you brought that up, Ken. So the Indian government has actually got their agents in Canada and the U.S. who are targeting Canadian and American citizens for assassination. And Garrett is shaking his head at this, like, really? Can that be true? Yes, it is. Okay. The Canadian Prime Minister had gone for a summit of G7 or something in India, and he was effectively banned from talking to the Indian media, and he was not allowed to come out of his hotel room. All kinds of shenanigans, folks. And there was an investigation that happened in Canada, which squarely blamed the Indian government and its agents for assassinating a Canadian citizen on Canadian soil. And they wanted to do something very similar in the U.S. also. This is the situation. People are unable to speak up. And if they kind of look at me speaking up over here, if I want to go back to India for a visit, who knows? I might be even held at the airport and turned back. That is what happened to some of the people that were challenging or bringing to light the situation in India. It is becoming going from bad to worse. Okay, in the northwest of India, sorry, northeast of India, Nagaland and Mizoram on those places. A lot of the even churches have been banned. They have been burned. There has been legislation now against converting people to Christianity. They just want everybody to go away and become second-class citizens, except for the Hindus of India. And not just the regular Hindus. A lot of the Hindus that are there are good friends of mine. Hindus that are here are good friends of mine. But the extreme right-wingers who want to make India a theocratic state are taking over, and it is time that the world pays attention to it. Okay. Dr. Chatterjee is trying to, again, call in, and we are trying to call her. Very sorry. I don't think it's going to work out today, but what we will do is we will have a conversation off the air with Dr. Chatterjee, and I can tape it and play it for you guys in the next week, so you get to listen to what she has to say. She is a premier writer and a historian on what is happening in India. With that, we'll take a quick break again and come back on the other side of the break with our musical director, Bill Shepherd, who has done for us this beautiful jingle that you keep on listening now at our outros. And then we'll come back with our guest in the studio and spend some more time with Garrett now that he's here, and see what we can learn from him.
Lightning strikes, my friend. Kitchen in a bottle. Lightning strikes again. Kitchen in a bottle.
Hey, folks, did you know there's a program in Illinois that, if you qualify for it, would allow you to get solar installed in your home at no out-of-pocket cost? The benefit to you would be a reduction of your electric bill, possibly as high as 30 to 50%, and more importantly, you would take out the uncertainty of almost guaranteed future price increases imposed from your electric company. If you'd like to see if you can qualify for this program, call Ken DeLuke at 312-617-8979. That's 312-617-8979. Help us save the environment and change that electric bill burden.
Are you a business looking for the right talent or a job seeker searching for your dream career? Look no further than the Center for Strategic Solutions, your workforce solution experts. Our experienced team at the Center for Strategic Solutions is dedicated to connecting employers with top-tier talent and helping job seekers find opportunities that truly align with their goals. We're more than just consultants. We're your partners in success. Ready to take your workforce to the next level or land that ideal job? Contact the Center for Strategic Solutions today at 1-847-306-9274 or visit us online at www.cfssus.com. The Center for Strategic Solutions, your bridge to a brighter future in the Windy City. The number to call is 847-306-9274 or send an email to info@cfssus.com. That is info@cfssus.com.
Welcome back to the Lightning Strike with Muhammad Fahim.
Good morning, folks. Welcome back to the Lightning Strike. I'm your host, Muhammad Fahim. The number to call in if you want to join the conversation, 773-763-9278. Our website is tlschicago.com. If you would like to be a guest on the show, please go to our website, send in a request through the guest tab on there. And we would love to have you join us virtually or in the studios and see what you can contribute to making this a better country than we found it.
And by the way, this is important. We're not just a progressive talk station, well, I guess we are, but we will invite anybody from either side of the aisle, okay? Personally, I'm an independent, and I voted on both sides of the aisle in my days, but if you have, like, a strong opinion, I would love to engage in what used to be called the lively art of conversation. So
okay, so basically, Ken is saying that he is bi. So you got to.
Oh, you're killing me!
You got to take that into consideration, folks. Now he's getting red in the
Michelle
face.
Michelle Alfano is actually on the line.
He's trying to change the subject.
Yeah, yeah, I'm totally changing it. Michelle Alfano's on the line, and she's in an airport, and she's going to introduce our new person of the week.
New person of the week. Michelle, hey, it's been a while since we had you on the air. Thank you so much for joining us. Okay. And you know
good
that Ken just outed himself today. Did you hear that?
Good morning, Shahid. Mohammed, good morning, Ken.
I go both ways, country and Western.
Okay.
Hey, you guys are beautiful, and I'm speaking to you from O'Hare Airport, and I am so happy to be here with you to introduce my good friend, Garrett Gray. Garrett Gray operates out of Tinley Park, Illinois, and he has Main Stage Productions, which is the coolest improv group. They do shows and workshops and classes. I personally participated, and it has changed my life. Garrett Gray is also a graduate of Notre Dame University, and he participates still with them. He's a very loyal ambassador, and he's just such a creative, inspirational guy. So with that, let me pass the ball to Garrett Gray. Great honor to have you on the show, Garrett.
Now, Garrett, before you go any further, she said you were from Tinley Park. Now, there's rumors going around that Tinley Park is beautiful this time of year. Is that true?
Tinley Park is always beautiful. I'm a resident. I've lived there the majority of my life. And it gets even more beautiful come May when we have the annual Benches on the Avenue program. Mm-hmm. The Oak Park Avenue will be adorned with beautiful benches. I used to be a bench artist myself. And then we have a lot of concerts in the park. So come on out to Tinley Park, especially this spring and summer. You won't be disappointed.
Great. So, improv.
Yes, improv. What improv? A lot of people ask me, Garrett, what is improv? They just think it's always lumped in generally with comedy. But improv is actually creation by collaboration. You cannot whistle a symphony. Improv is a team sport. And so you need a dance partner, so to speak, or multiple dance partners. And the key foundation of improv is called yes and. The way this would work is if Ken was in a scene with Mohammed, and Ken went up to Mohammed and said, Dr. Schultz, here's the kidney you needed. And Mohammed said, great, prepare the cat for implant. Then you have a scene. However, if Mohammed said, no, I'm not a doctor, I'm the janitor, the scene falls apart.
Okay. Well, here's the thing, though. Anytime that I walk in, people normally, they automatically assume I'm a doctor because I'm brown. Okay. And they think I'm Dr. Patel. Don't ask me why. Okay. I mean, anytime I go somewhere, especially if I go to a golf course.
That's man. Dr. Mohammed Patel to you.
Okay. But Mohammed, next time they do that, I say yes and have fun with it. Tell them to pull down their pants, turn their head and cough, and then walk away.
I do. I sometimes I tell them to bend over and cough.
Okay. What kind of doctor? Where are you?
Okay, folks, we definitely we like to have
doctor.
Fun. Okay, I've got 8 doctors in my family, and I don't trust any one of them. Okay, my question always to doctors is, why do you say you are practicing medicine? When are you going to get perfect?
Oh, nice.
Right? I mean, would you go to someone, a mechanic who says, you know, I'm practicing putting brakes on cars?
No, of course not, for okay. sure. But I will say, going back to improv, there is a key about improv that I learned from Rachel Dratch. I saw her speak at the Second City, and she mentioned that any shows she did, 10% were gold. Everything clicked. 80% was solid improv. And then 10%, you know, it just didn't work. You're doing something on the fly. But if you said you could have a 90% success rate on mm-hmm. the stage mm-hmm. or in life, I think you'd say yes to those odds, correct?
Yeah, I mean, I was in Denver last week, you know, for a few days, just R&R traveling around. And we went for a comedy show also, a live comedy show. Indian comic, actually. Akash Singh. So the guy was pretty good. And but here's the thing that I like and I don't like about why do people, especially in these comedy shows, always go and talk about sex or use, you know, four-letter words? What is so comic about that, man?
You know, and that's a good point. That's low-hanging fruit. So even in my classes, I always encourage PG-13, and sometimes I say PG-14 humor, whatever that means. But the reason being is if you can perform clean, it's easy, the low-hanging fruit, you can perform dirty as well. You can perform blue. So even when I was at Second City, we would be trained, and I'd see my teachers then at the shows, and they'd be doing blue stuff. But they want you to learn those fundamentals correctly so that you can perform anywhere. We perform PG-13 shows, and we also perform adult shows if needed. It depends on the venue. If we're at a bar at 10 p.m., that's different than a church at 4 p.m.
Of course. Okay, but if somebody is calling in. Let's see what we have here. We have got someone on the line. I don't know what their comment is going to be, but I'm pretty sure that they are calling in to speak with Garrett. So we'll just take the call and we'll improv from there and wing it. What do you think?
Absolutely.
Okay, folks, the number to call in 773-763-9278. With us in the studios today is Garrett Gray, who's our person of the week.
And Carl's calling in.
Yeah, Carl. Carl, good morning, man. Calling in for Garrett. Do you know the guy?
I've met with him a couple of times.
Oh, shoot. Okay. So, no, that was the setup then, right, Garrett? You asked Paul to call
well,
in.
Well, I have
Wait,
a lot of
you've
fans.
Known him a couple of times. Is this buy thing again you guys are talking about?
Yeah, he buys stock from me. He's not country or Western.
Okay, Carl. You got a question for Garrett?
Yeah, I wanted to know what improv has done to help make him so charismatic, or what he's learned from improv to make him charismatic.
Well, I'm going to say this is when you go up on an improv stage or even an improv class, one of the first classes I took, our instructor had us get in a circle and sing, come out to the center and sing, and your partners were supposed to tap you out to save you. I sound like Alfalfa the crooner even when I'm in the shower, okay? So not a good look. But if you can jump into the deep end of the pool, so to speak, on that first exercise, on that first class, it sheds a lot of fears and you can do anything. So improv is freeing. And I have a story about John Goodman. I met John Goodman at Second City right before one of my classes. A classmate came in and said, John Goodman's in the hallway. So I beat it out there. Saw John Goodman looking at this Tina Fey poster on the second floor, and I said, John Goodman, my name's Garrett Gray. I'm a huge fan. I'm surprised your Walter Sobchak character in The Big Lebowski didn't get an Oscar. He chuckled and said, well, there's no accounting for taste. And after that, we talked for about 10 or 15 minutes, and he basically blitzed me with question after question about improv. And I tried to give him some context. He was in town for a movie, and he wanted to learn improv on his downtime. And I said, John, I see you on SNL all the time. I thought you can improv. And he said, no, I take a step back. If I don't have a script, I take a step back. And then he said, how is improv? And I said, it's freeing. It's freeing. And some of my classmates, they'll say, or my students, rather, will say it's liberating. When you do the program, you will become socially fearless, and you won't back down to opportunities. You'll take a step forward.
It sure is. I was at lunch a few years back now, and ran into Dan Aykroyd.
Oh, wow. Okay. Awesome.
So he was at the same lunch, and we were talking, and I said, hey, Dan, you think, man, that you're such a great actor, I can do things also. He goes, yeah, what do you do? I said, I make bird calls. And he starts, rapping on the table and says, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Muhammad here is going to make bird calls for us. And he said, what kind of birds? I said, well, give me a bird. He gave me a bird. I said, no, that's a Canadian bird. I do only American.
Did any birds come when you whistled?
Well, I actually do crazy bird calls. Uh-huh. Almost made it to the Jay Leno show before it created out later on. But yeah, I make crazy bird calls. I'll do that for you guys one of these days on the radio. Okay. We got Dr. Eric calling in. Dr. Eric, good morning. You are on the Lightning Strike with Ken, John, and Garrett.
Hey. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, of course we can hear you. We can even see you. Did you know
Dr.
that?
Dr. Patel.
Today's...
Hey, Dr. Patel. I mean, Dr. Muhammad.
Okay.
I want to bring to this... it's Sunday. I want to bring it to a spiritual aspect. And for your guests and yourself.
Okay.
Comedy included, but news included. Just general social media. Why aren't we trying to bring everybody together? You're from India, I understand. Why aren't we just trying to love each other? Why aren't we
Amen.
Just trying to, you know?
Amen, Dr. Yeah. Eric. I'm a unifier. I'm an ENFJ. Improv is inclusive. I also had started up a improv and Toastmasters Club. Toastmasters is a non-for-profit public speaking
club. Yeah, I've heard of Toastmasters.
Basically,
yeah.
A mm-hmm. gymnasium for public speaking, if you will. But we added one of my improv mates, Mike Scampini, and I, with the help of Noel Gane. We formed this club in about 2017. We're in Bolingbrook now. We started out in Naperville. But it's free for guests to attend. And when they come in, we do exercises that onboards everyone. And the closest distance people say between two people is a smile. I think an even closer distance is sheer laughter. So after 30 minutes of improv, these strangers that come into the club want to join. Then we go to the regular meeting. So there's something powerful in unifying. So amen to what you said. I agree. I think you can use laughter to heal. I think you can use laughter to onboard people. I do that all the time in my classes, and it's powerful.
And Dr. Muhammad, I just want to ask you, why on the political front, the Republicans, the Democrats, the Independents, why are we always separating race? You understand what I'm saying? Why do we separate ourselves? Well, I'm better than you. You're not as good as me. What's going on here?
You guys take that.
I'm going to take this. A zero-sum game. It's like we've been so polarized lately that it's like you have to either be black or you have to be white, and there's no gray in between. And that is like legitimately the biggest problem this nation has right now is that, you know, you can't just be polarized. You have to talk to people and make things work. And hopefully we're changing that scenario right now, but...
Well, we try our best. Here's the way I look at it, Eric, okay? If you look at me walking down the street, you don't know whether I am a Democrat or a Republican or a Libertarian. I prefer to call myself an American first. The labels come later. The labels come later, yep. Okay? And we have to understand that our media is so polarized at the moment. They will try to split us apart for anything possible for them. This is where the lightning strike is very, very different, okay? If you notice, we don't play too much commercials here because we don't want to be obligated
to,
you know, people. If you would like to make a contribution to keep the show on the air, please go to our website. You know, sign in a little donation. That's a plug in there. But here's the thing. You know, we are human beings first, okay? We are Americans. And we have to look at it like that. I mean, I've been in the country longer than I was in India when I was born. So when you look at my passport, it does not say I'm a Muslim or a Hindu or a Christian or a Jew or anything. It says American, right? That's my passport. So we have to understand that we have to be very, very vigilant and exercise our rights. That's where the problem comes in. Whenever there is an election, we have less than 20% people coming out to vote, my friend. We are letting the tail wag the dog, and it is time that we get the word out. Just talk to your family, talk to your neighbors, ask them, hey, do you need a ride to the polls? Have you voted? There's so many opportunities to actually make a difference in this country. And on that note, here is my instrument that I took out for Dan Aykroyd also to make bird calls. You want to hear some bird calls, my friend?
Wait. First, I want to see if Bill Shepard wants to hear your bird calls.
Hey, Bill.
Bill, you're online, right?
Okay, Bill is online. Here's what I use, okay? It's either a sandwich bag or a shopping bag or something like that. I'm going to give you guys a sample.
Hey, great show. I was glad to hear
it. Wait, did you hear that? Bill, check this out. Hear this.
Twelve robins just flew into the studio.
That is legit.
Sounds like a robin.
I can do like 27 different birds. Okay, and it gets crazy.
Great, I'm gonna listen to you off the air.
Okay,
I have to say too, you know, Muhammad, you just showed a special talent, and this is like a secret at improv too. Some people can sing. Some people can do character voices. Some people are great with object work, and everybody's diverse talents work together. So you wouldn't want to see a baseball team where 9 pitchers take the field, or hear a band where it's 10 horns, right?
Absolutely. So, and I do Apu also very well from The Simpsons. Okay.
one more question.
I do Homer.
I'm going to get off the air and listen to your response.
So go ahead, please.
How can just the normal citizen, American, talk to people to ask them to be, whether it's comedy, whether it's social media, to be more diverse and be inclusive and bring that power of love to each other. I'll listen off the air. Thank you.
Here's what we have been doing, folks. In Plainfield, that where I live in, we formed something called the Plainfield Community Alliance. Now, this is a non-political, non-religious group of local residents. We want to meet like every other month, get to know each other. And the idea is each one, teach one. So if you don't know who I am or what I represent, what my values are, you're going to go and listen to some far right wing Fox, Fox News kind of person and form an opinion on what I am. Why don't you get to talk to me? If I want to know about Christianity, I will talk to a Christian. I will not read a book on Christianity written by a non-Christian. Does that make sense, guys?
Does?
Yeah.
So a lot of people, if you want to know about Islam, hey, man, talk to a Muslim. Get to know him personally, okay? Don't go and read a book by Robert Murray and say, oh, that's what Muslims are.
You went there. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Bye. Thank you, Eric.
Thank you, Eric, for calling in. And,
hey, Bill, tell me a story.
Hang on, man. We got Israel for Garrett before we go to Bill's story.
No. Bill's got a great story here.
Okay, Bill, your story, and then we'll go to Israel. And by the way, when I say Israel, not the country Israel, we have got a guest calling in whose name is Israel.
Oh, yeah, that's based on a true story, too.
I take calls from countries as well.
Okay. Bill, go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to say, first of all, great show. I like the fact that Garrett kind of lightened it up a little bit. Had the pleasure of talking to him last week. What a great guy. And I got Deb from a band called Bottoms Up on here, just to continue the light subject here for a little bit, to kind of promote her band a little bit for a minute or so. So, hey, Deb, are you there?
I am there. Can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so can you tell me what your band's playing and some of the stuff about your band and maybe how to get a hold of you?
Sure. Yes, we are Bottoms Up Band. We are a six-piece, high-energy band. We play classic rock, pop, country, and disco. We did a complete country show recently, so we can tailor our set list to the venues that we're playing at. You can reach us at bottomsupband.com. That's our website. And our EPK is there, as well as booking at bottomsup.com as well. Our next show coming up is Saturday, May 4th. May the 4th be with you. It's also my birthday. Just a little plug there. It'll be 8:30 at Great Lakes Beer and Bourbon, 12900 South LaGrange in Palos Park.
Hey, Deborah, if I go to bottomsup.com, I don't see a website pop up, but it says make an offer. So, I'm serious.
Well, okay, Bottoms Up with a Z. Make sure you put the Z. Bottoms Up Band.
Bottoms Up Band. So BOTTOM?
MZ.
Z? Up.
Yep, UP.
Band.
.com.
So, folks, remember, it's, we are having difficulty finding that site. So, now I typed it wrong. My apologies. Bottoms.
Right. You'll find many. There's other very similar names.
Okay. So, it's Bottoms Up Band, folks. And I do see the website. Hey, but I don't see any bottom pictures up here. So, what's up with it now? Okay.
Well, we may be coming up with some merchandise, with the logo. So stay tuned for that.
Are we talking like a nice hat with the bottoms up on the hat?
Oh, well, hat might be one of them, yeah. You never know.
Okay. But, thank you so much for joining us.
And we have a lot of fun.
Okay. Yeah, we're having fun today on the show also. So it's not always about politics and beating down on people. And even in politics, folks, when we talk about somebody, we are challenging their contribution to our country. It's not beating down. We are holding them accountable. If you are an elected official, hold up the promises that you made when you ran for that office. I'm tripping over my tongue again. Israel, good morning. You are on the Lightning Strike. You got a question for Garrett?
You know, not so much a question. I've got to know Garrett a little bit over the last couple of years.
Garrett, what is this, man? All setups? Are you paying these guys to call in and
I have legions of fans. We had 200 people strong come out at the Tinley Park Convention Center two Fridays ago to see our comedy show.
Okay.
And Israel is a really fun improviser, but he's also a student of mine. He does his own podcast, Mokina's Front Porch. And go ahead, Israel. What's your comment?
Yeah, Mokina, the only Mokina in the world, by the way. So Israel calling from Mokina.
Okay.
But no, as Garrett said, I'm very involved in my community here. I do a local history and community podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, the opportunity to take an improv class, I didn't even realize initially, but it really has helped to improve my communication skills, taught me better active listening, which my wife is appreciating a little more, and also the confidence to be in front of an audience. And, Garrett is really good at bringing people together. You enter a class like this, I think all of us were nervous. And within the first 30 minutes, he's got us loose, talking to each other, doing things in front of each other that, most people would, be embarrassed about or that. But he creates a sense of being together and unity. That is just really great and helpful.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you, Israel, for your comments. Folks, again, we got Garrett Gray, and we talk about improv all the time, and we live improv. We just have to understand and realize that life is not like one straight road. Situations come up, and how do you react to it?
Right.
And the more you practice, the more normal your reactions would be, right, Garrett?
Well, the thing is, as Israel said, you come in, you're scared, it's uncomfortable, but you get comfortable with the uncomfortable. And I try to provide, there's two things you can't pay people to do. You can't pay them to care or excel. And at Main Stage Improv, I make sure I bake the caring and the excellence into the classes. And the students reap the rewards.
You did pay them to call in today, though.
No,
right?
And I don't know who Dr. Eric was. I didn't know that second
caller.
Where's
the $50, Garrett?
Yeah. But Garrett had to go use the restroom before the show, and we told him that it costs money to use the restroom in the studio, and he almost fell for it.
Okay. Now, is Rio really from Mokina?
Israel, do you know Netanyahu, man, by any chance?
No, and surprisingly, I'm not Jewish either. So,
darn it. I thought that, we could go to Netanyahu through you. Maybe you can have him pull a few punches now. Okay. Now that he's going to get another $38 billion or $28 billion of our taxpayer money. What the heck is happening, President Biden? What are you smoking, my friend? $28 billion again, when we know that there's a genocide going on over there? When are we going to get real over in this country, man?
Well, I guess that sound means that we're about done with our show.
Well, we're about done with our show,
Garrett,
but we're not done with...
You're going to be at Comic-Con?
Yeah, if I could just plug if you want to hear more, go to my website, www.mainstageimprov.com. But this Saturday, we'll be at C2E2 Comic-Con at McCormick Place on Saturday, the April 27th, from 4:45 to 5:45 with our superhero improv workshop. We're going to be in costumes, Batgirl, Batman, etc.
Oh, that would be great. That would be great. That would be awesome. Folks, again, thank you so much for listening in. I'm your host, Muhammad Fahim. You have been tuned into The Lightning Strike. We come every Sunday morning. Please go to our website. Show some love. Show some support. TLSChicago.com. Over and out.